Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fourth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting fifth. The DH, Danny Walton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mittewald for a passed ball. Horta moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta scores. Melton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball four. George Mittewald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mittewald takes first base on ball four. Holt moves to second. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss juggles the ball. That's an error on Liss. Bradford moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradford moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Hermann moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Mittewald to Thompson covering second. The throw back to home, and Hermann is out at the plate. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Thompson moves to third. Bry moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson scores. Bry moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bry scores. Terrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Ken Freiling now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Carew moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew scores. Holt moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Twins. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive. Walton is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Muser reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 2 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Holt reaches second base with a double. Terrell moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. Holt scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Steve Braun pinch hits for Danny Walden. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Mitterwald moves to third. Braun moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0 for 3 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. Melton moves to second. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser juggles the ball. That's an error on Muser. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terrell strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Corbin now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Horta reaches second base with a double. Eddie Bain now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-4 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.